This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome back. This is a second point of Iyun on Daf Ayin Beis, and this is a really fundamental aspect of the bris milah of someone who is mashuch ba'arlasai. We know the Gemara said that Rav Huna said that someone who is mashuch ba'arlasai does not really require milah mida'iraisa, someone who pulls their foreskin to cover where their milah was cut to make it look like they don't have a milah, they only require milah midrabanan, and they are only precluded from eating truma midrabanan. Presumably, the reason they don't have to do milah is because they already were circumcised. Is that the reason? Or is the reason they don't have to do milah midaraisa because they don't have an arla? Is it because they were already circumcised and you only have to be circumcised once? Or is it because, no, technically you have to be circumcised as many times as need be, but this person does not have an arla to cut, they just pulled it? Listen to this question. The Taz, this Taz is found in Yaradeya, Siman Reish Samach Dalet Sivkat on Tes. The Taz talks about the following case. Umistapkali, I am a supik, dim noilad mohol. If someone was born circumcised, v'hitifu mimenu dambris, and they cause the blood of the covenant to drip, v'yachar kach mikach shamnoi, and because the kid was so fat, nisrabe, his skin got bigger, v'nimshacha or lamala, v'loy nira kolo atara. Now you can't see the corona, afil achar hakishoi, even when the aver is bekishoi. In other words, the kid was born gemalt. He was born circumcised. But we still have to do hatafas dambris. But then he became mashuch ba'arlasai. Does he need a milah? So he doesn't need a milah, but he was already... No, he wasn't circumcised. I mean, what's the reason mashuch ba'arlasai doesn't need milah? Is it because he already was circumcised? So this kid was not circumcised. He was born mohol, and he only had hatavas damris. So maybe this kid needs mila. Or is it that mashach ba'arlasoy is not an arla? Mi neima, should we say, shetzarach lachtoy cha'ar be'izemel? Now we got to cut the skin with a knife, l'sakne karay. Here you can't say shikfar hayonimo karoi min haTorah. He already was circumcised. At that time he didn't have an arla. Isn't this like kisoy hadam that the Gemara says in Chulan Adam Pei Zayin? The kisohu haruach. If, let's say, you shecht an animal and you cover it, the blood, and then it gets uncovered, you don't have to cover it again. But if the wind covers it and then it becomes uncovered, you have to cover it again. Chayv lechasas, the ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. Mitzvos don't get pushed off. Hachanami, mamish keinu. This is exact parallel case. You're right, the kid was born mahol, but that's like the blood being covered by the wind. So now the kid has an arla, you gotta cut it. We don't care that he wasn't fit to be circumcised at the time, then come akum achiyev ba'olav acher kach, afilu min haTorah. Or do we say, no, by the case of kisei hadam, there's blood there that has to be covered. But here, there's no arla, the kid was born without an arla. His skin became fat, that's not an arla, that's not a natural arla. Maybe, aydilma d'shani achad min haTorah, ein chiyev rak ha'arla b'toylada. Only an arla that's natural. Says the Taz, it's pashut that if someone was noilad mahol ktsas, and then you did mila, and then it was nimshach ha'ar, in other words, if the kid was noilad mahol ktsas, but not completely, of course, if it's nimshach barlasa, you gotta cut it off. But the Taz has this very interesting chakira. We know that Mashach Ba'arlasai does not need a Mila. Is it because the child already had a Mila? Is that the reason? And in this case, where the kid did not have a mila, he requires a mila. Or is the reason why Mashach Ba'arlasai does not require mila, not because he had a mila, but because this is not an arla? That's the suffix of the Taz. But the Taz has a valid possibility that if a kid was born already circumcised, and he did have Tafas Dan Bris, and then it was Mashach Ba'arlasai, you have to do mila because the kid never had a mila. Comes a Shagas Aryeh, and he seems to blow the Taz out of the waters. Do you remember the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph? The Gemara had a Shaila, how is it possible that for the Shechita, somebody may have a child who doesn't have an issue with the Mila, and before the Achilas Karban Pesach, a person has a child who does not have a Mila? The Gemara says, isn't it where the kid was born exactly and at the time in between the Shechita and the Achila 8 days earlier, or the kid's fever broke then? The Gemara is looking for a scenario. How do you have a case where the Mila was not an issue before the Shechita and became an issue before the Achila? So comes a Shagas Aryeh and he says, if the Taz was correct, that a kid who was born with a Mila and had a Tafas Dan Bris, and then his skin became fat, the Taz has a tzad that the kid requires Mila, then why is the Gemara in Ayin Aleph searching for cases of how is it possible that a kid's Mila was only an issue before the Achila but not before the Shechita? We have a very simple scenario according to the Taz. A kid who was born Mahol, he had a Tafas Dan Bris, he was a fat kid, and then all of a sudden in between the Shechita and the Achila, He became Nimshach Ba'arlasai. Says the Shagas Aryeh. We have to go to his kever in France, in Metz. Anyone want to go? Uladidi Pshitoli, says the Shagas Aryeh. To me, it's obvious. De Betarvayu, both cases. Bein Benoel Mo'la Gamri. Whether he was completely circumcised. Bein Benoel Mo'g Sas. Even though it was Nimshach Ha'or Acharkach. It's like he was circumcised, and you don't need to do a mila. Veraya brura litvarai. The proof that a kid who was born mahol and then became mashach Ba'arlasai does not need to do a mila is from the Gemara in Ayin Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ein li ela mila zachar b'shas asiyah v'avador shas achila minayin liten es ha'amr shel zav b'zeh tamla azaz gzer shava." The Gemara says, "How do you have zacharav b'shas achila and not b'shas asila?" And the Gemara is looking for a case. Vahashta yisake daitach. Dechol kahaygavna tzorach lamulay min ha-toyra benim shachar kimen lo inim adayin b'shem pan geroy ha-meshkach zo zuchav v'esnu b'shas achil v'esnu b'shas asil k'on shenon mal. The kid was born mal. Kahaygavna benim shachar ben asil achil da'achshav chalom mitzvah smilal. Must be shma mina that such a case, such a kid, there's no chi of mila min ha-toyra. It must be that a kid who was born gemalt and then became nimshach Ba'arlasai, there's no mitzvah mila, even though he was never gemalt. Meaning, l'chayra we see that that's not called an arel. L'chayra we see that's not called an arel. That's the Shagas Aryeh's bomb question on the Taz. So the Sefer Arza de Beirav, Reb Leib Gorowetz, he wants to answer this question of the Shagas Aryeh. He wants to say why would the Taz hold that if a kid was born circumcised and then he became Mashach Ba'arlasai, you would have to do Mila? Why would you have to do a Mila? Is it that the kid is considered an Arla, or perhaps there's still a mitzvah of Mila? Is it that there's a mitzvah of Mila? Or is it that the kid is deemed an Arel? So Reb Leib Gorowitz wants to say that the tzad of the Taz of why somebody who became Moshech Bar Alasai, who never had a Mila, needs to have a Mila, it's not because the person is considered an Arla, that might not be considered an Arla, but there is still a mitzvah of Mila to reveal the Atara. He says, Nira didas hatazu, rakla hatzrichai Mila, misha mitzvahs Mila. Mila is required for the sake of circumcision. Aval Arel loy mikri, you're not called an Arel. Ule'inyin Pesach, regarding the hakrav of the Karban Pesach, af bezuchar ba'avadu ha'arach, when it comes to the males and the servants of your household, it's not what's ma'akev you bringing the Karban Pesach. It's not the mitzvah of Mila that's ma'akev, it's the Arla that's ma'akev. Ha'arlas ha'arelos hu dama'akva, v'loy mitzvahs Mila. U'kamay shekasav ha'grach b'ksavim, like the grach proves in, like the grach proves in the letters that the what's ma'akev the hakravas karban pesach is not the mila, it's not the mila, it's the arelos. Shapasak the tefilas ha'amhoisa ma'akvasa b'pesach my mila savodav. Bottom line is, the Taz may be correct that someone who had a mila and then became mashach ba'alasai requires mila, But nevertheless, it would not be ma'akev the hakravas karban pesach, because even though you require a mila, you're not considered an RL. I have a hard time with this answer for two reasons. To me, the words of the Taz imply, in the Taz's suffix, the Taz says, do we say that the Taz says, here you can't say the child was circumcised already because he didn't have an Arla at all. And it's like the Taz compares it to Kisei Hadam, where if the wind covers it, you got to do it again. Or the Taz says, Shani hacha d'min ha-Torah ein chiyav rak ha-Arla b'toylada. Oh, you only have to circumcise what's a natural Arla. But Nimshach Acher is not called an Arla. So doesn't that sound like the first Tzad is, it is called an Arla? Or the Reb Leib Gorowitz is learning, no, it's not called an Arla, but you still have to cut it. And would you say that what is ma'akev somebody from eating the Karban Pesach? Having a child who's an RL or doing the mitzvah of Mila? I thought the Gemara's mashma, doing the mitzvah of Mila. That's why someone who is an oinus, who even though they are an RL, but you can't do the mitzvah of Mila, that's not ma'akev. The Gemara seemed to imply that what's ma'akev, achilas karban pesach, is the mitzvah of Mila, not the status of arelos. Anyway, that's the suffix of the Taz. That somebody who is born mahol, had hatafas dam bris, and then became mashuch ba'arlasai, whether that person requires Mila. Do we say they never had Mila, so now it has to be done like kisei hadam, if the ruach covered it, and then it became uncovered, you have to cover it? Or do we say you don't have to cover something that's not Arla b'taldasai? Okay, Rabbi Sai, thanks for joining. So Be'ez Hashem, this week, Monday night, Tuesday night, like regular schedule. And we'll see beyond that. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great rest of the week. Kol Tov. Hi, Mac. Oh, 1 second. My volume is very low. Sorry. Yeah.
Would it make a difference if he was born circumcised and then no blood was taken out and then the fat or whatever, he grew with that and therefore it was never like a closure to it? So maybe there could be it wouldn't make a difference.
You're asking, would it matter if, let's say, the kid never had Hatafas Dambris? So now, do you only need Hatafas Dambris, or do we say... So that's a third sugya that was a very big sugya. What does Hatafas Dambris do? That's another chakira. This idea that if somebody is born mahol, you have to be do Hatafas Dambris. What does Hatafas Dambris do? Does Hatafas Dambris make it that the person has a Mila, doesn't have an Arla, or it's just some kind of like ceremonial covenant of Dam? In other words, what does Hatafas Dambris do? Does Hatafas Dambris make a person not an Arla? Was a person not an RL already? If a person does not have Hatafas Dambris, are they an RL? Is someone who does not have Hatafas Dambris, are they considered an RL? That's also up for grabs.
I just want to like maybe go back to square one. If it grows back, then you're like starting over in quote unquote.
Right.
I didn't understand the Shaddai's bias. It doesn't seem like it could ever be realistic that the skin would fatten up and grow in that time span between Shechitza and Afila.
I mean, it's not a very likely scenario that it would happen then.
In that time span, right?
Yeah, but let's say he waited a year. I don't know. He just didn't. He never got to it or whatever. I don't know. He waited 2 or 3 years. I don't know.
Right. It was fine. He wasn't high.
No, but the Gemara is looking for a scenario between the Shechita and the Achila. So, or maybe let's say the person pulled it then. In other words, normally when you're Mashach Ba'Allah, so you only need Mila Midrabanim. But what if somebody was Noilad Mahol and then did Mashach Ba'Allah so between the Shechita and the Achila? That could be a scenario. Okay, Shkayach, everyone. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.